The first reading is from 1 Chronicles chapter 29. In this reading, King David is collecting materials to build a temple, a house for God. God does not allow David to build the temple, but waits for Solomon, David's son. The part of the story we are reading is public, as David publicly thanking God for the part David gets to play by providing and gathering the resources to build the temple. Then David blessed the Lord in the presence of all the assembly. David said, "Blessed are you, O Lord, the God of our ancestor Israel, forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, are the greatness, the power, the glory, the victory, and the majesty. For all that is in the heavens and on earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head above all. Riches and honor come from you, and you rule over all. In your hand are the power and might. It is in your hand to make great and to give strength to all. And now, our God, we give thanks to you and praise your glorious name. But who am I? And what is my people, that we should be able to give this free will offering? For all things come from you, and of your own have we given you. For we are aliens and transits before you, as were all our ancestors. Our days on the earth are like a shadow, and there is no hope. O Lord our God, all this abundance that we have provided for building you a house for your holy name comes from your hand and is all your own. I know, my God, that you search the heart and take pleasure in uprightness. It is the uprightness of my heart that I have freely offered all these things. And now I have seen your people who are present here offering freely and joyously to you. O Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, our ancestors, keep forever such purposes and thoughts in the hearts of your people and direct their hearts toward you. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God.
I invite you all to join me in singing the doxology.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God all creatures here below. Praise God above the heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
The doxology means to praise God. We sing it, we speak it, and we pray it, giving praise to God's glory, God's generosity, and God's abundant grace. It is a blessing to God. David is doing that just for us here in our Hebrew text this morning. King David is praising God with joy and with humility. He is blessing the Lord. But what? David, a human being blessing God? How does one bless the Lord? I mean, David is King David. I mean, he's a pretty foundational person in the Bible. But David, blessing God, how can he bless the God, the Lord of all? God is everything, and everything exists because of God. And that is exactly why David blesses God. To bless is to praise. Let us look again at our text. In verses 10 through 12, David praises God's rule over them. Blessed are you, O Lord, the God of our ancestor Israel, forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, are the greatness, the power, the glory, the victory, and the majesty. For all that is in the heavens and on the earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head above all. Riches and honors come from you, and you rule over all. In your hand are power and might, and it is in your hand to make great and to give strength to all. In the following verses, verses 13 to 17, King David is giving thanks for the offering that has just been given to God, emphasizing that everything first comes from God. And now, our God, we give thanks to you and praise your glorious name. But who am I, and what is my people, that we should be able to make this freewill offering? For all things come from you, and of your own have we given you. For we are aliens and transients before you, as were all our ancestors. Our days on earth are like a shadow, and there is no hope. O Lord our God, all this abundance that we have provided for building you a house, for your holy name comes from your hand, is all your own. I know, my God, that you search the heart and take pleasure in uprightness. In the uprightness of my heart, I have freely offered all these things, and now I have seen your people who are present here, offering freely and joyously to you. And finally, here in verse 18, King David prays for God's continued presence and for God's direction. O Lord, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and Israel, our ancestors, keep forever such purposes and thoughts in the hearts of your people and direct their hearts toward you. Praise, thanks, and prayer for God's continued presence. David gives the doxology in the presence of all gathered to the glory of God. Now, how might you and I do the same thing? How can we bless God? Well, frankly, we're doing it right here, right now. We do it this morning as we worship, just as King David did in our text. Because you see, David's prayer contains the basic elements of our worship service. We praise God's glory and God's rule. Most notably, we do this in the Lord's Prayer. And at the end, the doxology, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. That comes from verse 11 and 12 in our text today. Secondly, we gather. We gather a freewill offering and give thanks to God. We give thanks to God for what God has first entrusted to us. Gifts that we now share for God's work and mission. These gifts that we share to support our own congregation, gifts that we share to support our synod and our church body, but gifts that we share to support God's mission, both locally here in Little Rock and in Arkansas, but globally throughout the world. Thirdly, we pray humbly. We pray that our purpose and that our thoughts may be directed to God. We pray this so that God might have all the glory. Not us, but God. David's prayer is what we do every Sunday as we gather in all of our life situations. We are renewed and reminded of God's unconditional love. And then we are sent. We are sent to bring this message to a world longing for good news. So bless the Lord, yes. we sing praises and thanksgiving to the one who abundantly and wholeheartedly blesses us. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here below. Praise God above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here below. Praise God above, the heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.